Welcome everyone to our November meeting, our public hearing for amending the budget and our regular town council meeting. We're at Lot 2, Castle Valley Drive, and also on Zoom tonight. We'll do a quick roll call, and then we're going to first move into our public hearing on the amended fiscal year 2026 budget.
So here we have Desmond Duncan, Tory Hill, Robert O'Brien, Egmont Homer, George Homer, Mike Carlisle, Ron Drake, Colleen Thompson, and so, and on Zoom we have the Llewellyns and Pam Hackley and Lori Simonson.
Thank you. I'm going to open the public hearing on the amended fiscal year 2026 budget at 6:31 p.m. I'll just give a little bit of background. We're amending the budget right now because our requested tax increase did not go through because of logistical errors. So we're basically amending our budget back to a smaller budget that is more in line with what it would have been last year. So that's what we're talking about here. Is there any open public comment on this budget amendment? Hearing none, I'll close this public hearing at 6:31 p.m. and we'll open the regular council meeting at 6:31 p.m. and we will start with open public comment. Is there any open public comment tonight? And hearing none, we'll move into item two, approval of the minutes from our regular town council meeting of October 15th, 2025.
I move we approve those minutes as presented.
Second.
Further discussion?
Obi wasn't here.
But I can't vote. And otherwise the minutes wouldn't pass because they wouldn't have three votes. So I'm, yeah.
Sure enough. Okay.
They looked good to me in terms of grammatical errors.
Good. Good discussion. Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Moving right into executive reports. Don't see John Grew here tonight. We do have some stuff on the agenda later. Obi, do you have anything?
No, they're just, I mean, I'm kind of anxious for the Water Committee to get going. There was a nice email from Janae passed through Pam Hackley, talking about, hey, it's time to get Mark Stilson together, Janae, Colton Lay, who's the new Moab area person, watershed person, Cash, et cetera, with the authors of this study and decide what on earth can we do to actually protect the watershed. So it's obviously not a decision that's been made, but there are just things like that that are very important.
It would be nice to start doing it. Whole council to actually get to see this study. And it should happen first.
Yeah.
Hopefully soon.
I'm a long time coming.
Yeah.
Well, Janae thinks it should be out, but that's now just one person.
It's still in editing.
Yeah.
Something.
Quite
a long time I checked. Yeah. That was 2 weeks ago?
He was hoping to get back, I guess, with me to set up a time to give a presentation. I would like the council to be able to see and read the study before a presentation. So if we were to get the study before the end of this month, it's really hard to ask the council with so little of us here, or few of us. We're not that little. Is there a good time at the beginning of December for that? Or is this just going to... For a presentation?
Presentation whenever.
Because I don't think. Ready. I think it needs to be separate from our council meeting. So it has the time it needs.
Be more as a workshop.
Yeah, and it'll be open to the public.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So if he has some time in the beginning, probably would have to be within the first 2 weeks.
First couple of weeks, I'm probably, you know. I think a lot of people will still be around.
Okay.
Other obligations.
I'd choose the earlier weeks, the first week, then the second week.
Yep.
The first week.
Like not
of December. Week,
but the next week.
Tomato. Welcome. Pam will get to enjoy our meeting. Pam, Hackley, you have your hand up. Did you have something?
Yeah, I just wanted to add that Janae is going to be gone. She didn't say specifically, but most of December, not being able to make a meeting, the council meeting in December, all the way through the end of February, probably. So in terms of a presentation to the council,
she's
I'm not sure.
She's not the one giving it.
Yeah.
Well, she thinks she is.
No, this is, she's retired. Right. This is Greg's job now.
Okay, well, that's fine. Okay. I just expressing what she shared with me and John and Obi. So.
And Pam, given this it'll be the presentation, it's probably okay to, of course, do this as soon as possible. We might well want to delay the meeting because Janae will be an important person and advocate when we get a big group together.
And that's fine with me, too. Yeah. I'm just saying it's not, like, we're not putting this on her.
Right. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Thanks.
Continue.
That's all I know is we haven't met for two or three months.
Well, we don't have a formal committee.
Right. That's right.
Yeah. And we'll be talking about that soon.
So we're going to see if Greg has got the if it's been published yet and aim for 2 weeks from like tonight. But we really don't want Greg coming until we have these guys have a chance to read it, right?
Right. I mean, so that we're pushing it pretty close because right. Even if you got it tomorrow, I mean, everybody's for Thanksgiving is coming up, and I don't know if people are
right. So maybe we better just ship for January, huh?
Maybe. I still haven't heard from him, so I really don't know. Yeah. Anyways, that's all we know. And road department report. Any questions for Gorge?
Pardon me, I was late. But we've approved the minutes.
Yes.
There were a couple of typos that I couldn't get mine out. But we got it.
As long as it wasn't substantial.
It was not substantial.
Okay.
I made the comment that if I wasn't here, I was voting for it because I didn't see any typos. So I certainly didn't catch them.
I wouldn't either.
Good eye.
Presentimentation or something like that. Presentimentation. I'll give the chance.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry.
Okay, John Grew just joined, so let's wait a second on road department report. Good. John, we just finished the water agent report without you.
According to my clock, I was 4 minutes late, and I guess I missed it. I thought we were going to have a budget. Anyway, public hearing.
Yeah, you better set your clock. It's 6:38 here in Castle Valley.
It was 6:34 when I logged in, and again, I was...
It's okay. It's okay. The public hearing was like 1 minute or half a minute or 20 minutes.
Yeah, I should probably take that into account. Very short public hearings. Anyway, I don't know what Obi said. What?
Do you have stuff to add? Did you hear any of the stuff we already said?
I didn't hear anything that was already said. It can't be much since not much has been happening. And I would add to that, I had a meeting with Cash Stallings last week, mostly to just sort of run some ideas by him and see how it landed with Division of Water Rights policy and law and so forth. Nothing conclusive. It's all part of our ongoing efforts. So really, that's about it. And I'm not, again, did Obi say anything that I'd want to know or don't know?
Not really. No, we were just talking about potential dates for presentation from Greg at UGS, but that can't really happen until the council has actually seen the study. They still haven't.
Yeah, Pam and I talked about that earlier. There was talk about that, but the study I just got an email, literally when I sat down as I was logging in from Aaron, saying, I think it says that the study is now available.
Okay.
Hi, everyone. I'm happy to share that the hydrogeologic study of Castle Valley has now been published, and there's a link to it. So, again, this email was 6/28 was when it was sent, so it's hot off the presses.
Okay, I guess I got it, too.
Yeah, but it's not something we would have known before 6/28. And again, there had been talk about the presentation at the November meeting, which this is, and it's, of course, it's premature. It's nice to have the report published, and you know, we need to schedule it coherently so all the important parties can be there. And I believe it should be sometime different than a council meeting night.
Yeah, we did discuss that. We were talking about sometime in the first week of December, but then I guess Janae was wanting to be there, even though she's retired. And she's not available until whatever Pam said, February.
And that's okay. And I don't think there's any rush on this necessarily. My understanding, and I think Janae was, I got this from Janae, was that Greg would be doing the presentation. I think that's what she wants to happen and what was planned to happen, but I think she should be there, especially if she wants to be there. And I don't think there's any rush. I think if it doesn't happen until February, that's okay.
Yeah, I mean, it'll be good for the council to have plenty of time to review the study.
Yeah, I think your time is better than trying to make it all happen by December.
True. Okay.
All right, so we'll just leave it at that for now.
Okay. Anything in the way of applications or...
Of what?
Anything in the way of like your actual job application?
No, again, I with the WAC being dormant, I've been doing a few things. I'm kind of waiting for that to be reactivated to see if we can pick up where we left off. There's been no what I call clerical tasks, no well applications, nothing like that. So again, I've been having some exchanges with Cash and doing some other research, but it's all kind of awaiting that the resurrection of the WAC.
Okay. Pam, you got your hand up again. Did you have something else?
Yeah, sorry. Just a quick thing. It seems like John's saying it's not urgent to have a workshop on this or whatever until the council sees the report. But also, if we establish an official water advisory committee to give the new members time to review it, and also hopefully would have a new water agent.
Potentially, yeah.
Yeah. So that's, thank you. That's all I had.
Thank you. Okay. Well, now we can move on to road department report. Questions for George?
If there's no questions, I do have a few comments. So I mentioned that we're planning on getting a loader tire. The other one was a sidewall bust out, just old, cracked, various things like that. The price for the tire itself is $1,539. The mount, O-ring, and things like that, I didn't get an exact price on that, but it's usually less than $100. So I don't have an exact number for it, but I kind of have a range. So I'm hoping to get that approved and take care of that this month. And then there's also a few, I didn't get around to doing a land disturbance activity report, but there's really only three projects that have kind of been going on. One of which was actually kind of last month. That was 141 on Buchanan, essentially redoing a previous work that was done. So it was essentially pre-approved. Then there is 408 Kirkcooley. I think that was on the last one. And then there's also a little bit going on 308, and I'm working on getting in contact with the property owner there. So that's the status of those.
So that's not a permit yet.
It's not a permit. Yeah, I wasn't able to get a hold of it today. I just learned today that it's now owned by Colin Friars.
Yeah. Okay. So as far as the tire goes, that's within our budget. I think we're just needing to let you know that that's the cost of the tire, essentially. We usually bring you a purchase order, even though it's in our budget, to make it clear and transparent what we're using that budget on. And if it's above my spending, you know, that he usually gives me a purchase order for things over $100. But this can't really wait for us.
For the next meeting.
For not.
Not when the roads are in such great shape, right?
Well, the loader's not exactly what you want to use for.
Grain, oh, right. It's, yeah. I'm sorry.
No, you're good.
Wrong equipment.
The grader would definitely be way more critical. Anyway, yeah, that's the status of that right now.
Did you have anything else to add?
I think that's it.
You mount the tires yourself?
Hmm?
You mount the tires?
No. I'd rather not mess with them. They're split ring. Yeah. So.
It
can be a little dangerous if you don't have the right equipment for it, which
you don't.
Really. A lot of places won't even
touch them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We had an old Ford with split rims, and no, I'm not going to touch that.
Mm.
So, good luck.
Yeah.
Well, Grand Tire does it, right?
Grand Tire does do it.
Do we have an update? Because I just get bombarded all the time with what's happening with...
Oh, this does say that you're going to give us an update on...
Oh, yes, I can do that, too. So the government is no longer shut down. However, we still are waiting on the final review from Fish and Wildlife. That's the last holdup with permits. And
yeah, we're still waiting on the NRCS, too, to do our final design review.
Well, that's part of it, isn't it?
It's them, and then the stream alteration is Fish and Wildlife guys.
Oh, okay.
It's two, sorry. Yeah, there's
a bunch of... There's two things that have been on hold and are still currently on hold. Next Tuesday, we'll have another meeting with those folks and hopefully have another update at that point. Yeah, just kind of holding pattern, waiting until it goes through the feds.
And we've ordered the culvert mill, right?
Yeah, according to them, that was the plan. And that's why we went through the process of awarding a contract and getting them going, at least to that point. So the other things we've been working on are getting our waivers worked out with property owners that we need access from.
Yeah.
So we got to finalize stuff with them, and then before the contractor can even get it down in there. Start things. So we'll be wrapping that up here hopefully very
shortly.
Okay.
I just got the email back from Johnson DeMille. Got it there last night, I think it was.
Oh, good.
With that update. So.
Okay.
The other thing, that's my walking area. I know there's a bunch of gravel there in the fire department building, and that just getting water onto the road and making nice, big, huge chunks of dried up mud. People have fun. You know where the curve goes and where a person put in a pool. It's still a pool. It's still a pool.
That's it.
And the only thing I think is got to get that road up.
It's the by the cattle guard.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Right there.
Yeah, that was meant to be a pond to hold water, but it definitely, the road has to get hardened to the point where it won't sink when that happens.
The issue is that it turns into, I want to have the water just drain off and not sit there.
Yeah.
Because.
Is gravel put in?
On the road?
Yeah, I mean, building up the road some.
I don't know if I really want to build up the road because I want the water to drain. I want to have the minimum amount of water in that pond as possible. So I don't want to create more of a dam.
Where's the water going to go? I mean, is there a culvert there?
There is no culvert there.
So he was trying to make a dip.
There's the start of a dip. It's not finished. One of the issues with the pond is it is partially on BLM land. So.
Did we ask for that before? I mean, can't we just slap that? Just joking.
Well, we have an easement through there.
We have, well, fire department has an easement.
Yeah, but we need to work with them into what we can do in there. Egmont, do you want to add something to that?
Yeah, that easement is kind of weird because right on BLM, there's no description as how wide it is in the document.
Mm-hmm.
Everything else, private property, range there, that's all defined as 33 feet.
Right.
And for BLM, that is nothing I could find that determines the width. Remember when we talked about that, if we can park the gravel there?
Yeah.
And that's still defined, I would think.
Anyway, I am well aware of the situation there, and I'm looking for a solution that works within the parameters that we have. Yeah.
Yeah, hopefully it won't be too wet while we have it closed.
Here's one other thing. Just an update. We heard from Dan about Emery coming to take their wires off of the poles that are no longer used by Rocky Mountain Power. Dan said he was going to do that. Yep.
I haven't heard from him about that.
I don't think the project
is not done.
Cash Valley Electric's been going.
Yeah, no,
they're still down.
I'm not aware.
Yeah, you seem everyone.
You're like my first name basis right now. Come by for coffee.
I don't necessarily get imminent updates with that, but yeah, they're still working, so I imagine the project is not finalized yet.
Yeah. After it's finalized.
Then we can have him about getting Emery. Then we can ask him to continually hand Emery.
One other update, unless there's something else about the culvert. Hearing none. We also went to a FEMA presentation, whatever thing yesterday. They have done most of the modeling for the mapping of like flood areas and things like that. It's not exactly perfect, but like, you want me to just hold it up for a minute?
Yeah, we can do that now. I was going to put it under administrative at this point. You can just go
ahead. Let's do that now. It's our wheelhouse. Let's see. Anyway, the blue is where you have up to a foot of water during a 100-year flood.
No.
Yes.
This
is the 1%. We don't have the 0.02% or 0.1%.
But they did keep stressing it's a draft.
This is also a draft.
Based on 2020 light.
So there's kind of these orange areas on these side parts. Those are not super detailed right now. They essentially just designate those as the Louisville Fan. The blue marks are still calculating in the drainage off of those, but, it's not showing.
Not super detailed yet either.
No, these are not super detailed. But we essentially asked for a bit more detail on this stuff if possible. Just to show where that's actually going through, because they don't show the actual streams unless it's more than 1 square mile of watershed.
They also said it would probably be more equitable to get more detail on the other areas as well. If we end up joining NFIP and adopting these maps, this is what the insurance will use to determine what you pay.
Yeah.
So if it's not detailed and we have somebody stick, because whoever's in that zone, essentially, if you have a federally backed loan, you're going to be required to have the insurance. And if you happen to be in an elevated area of your parcel, even though you're in Zone A, it will probably cost you less for that insurance than if we have this kind of just rough, non-detailed zone that you're in that doesn't show any elevation or really show how elevated you are.
And again, getting these maps does not sign us up for the National Flood Insurance Program. We were essentially asking for a non-regulatory map, and they have a program that I think is,
MTA, Mitigation Technical Assistance.
Yeah. So they may be able to even do something similar to the master drainage plan that we had before with kind of expected culvert sizes or expected flow, things like that.
Yeah. And but, so we could use this for a tool for planning purposes and also for people who want to build or develop and then they have something to go by. And then if we do go through the phase two process of this, which they still have to get funding for, that's about a 5 to 7 year process before they have a detailed firm map, that you could then adopt with your ordinance. That would be a regulatory tool at that point. So that, you know, needs to, that needs to be a community conversation.
Anyway, these will be down here at the town lot. Are you going to leave them in the conference room or something?
Yeah, let's do that so that people can kind of
look. So these will be here if you want to take a closer look at some point.
But they, can I, one of the main reasons for this particular meeting, there's a whole process with lots of meetings over years. This was one of the very first meetings where they said, we have this draft. It's just from the LIDAR measuring elevations in 2020. So it's not even up to date after our floods. And our the reason we were supposed to go is to help them correct errors and point out areas where we wanted updated or better information. They were really interested to learn about the Google Earth photographs that happened after the first two floods last year and some other thing information that we had. Dorje has some digital stuff he's going to send them to make it more up to date because the mapping, even if we don't adopt it regulatorily, it's still going to impose some constraints on a, on our landowners in terms of getting mortgages and things. So having the best information possible because we can't go back and correct stuff later when the process is farther along.
Yeah. The three of us were able to go yesterday and participate in that and threw a lot of stuff on our hands.
One thing I would like to say is it was very encouraging to go to a meeting where people were like genuinely interested in our stuff as opposed to.
Yeah, it was productive. It was.
Yeah, not like was that there. Planning count, thing we went to where they just blew us off at the time. So that was encouraging.
So there will be more to come on all of that. But this, you know, we edit. Previously asked the Planning Commission to delve into the National Flood Insurance Program. And this was kind of the sticking piece, right? Not having ever been mapped. So that's kind of where we're at. Like, if we wanted to adopt the ordinance and use this rough map as a tool, a regulatory tool, I think that was also an option. It's just not maybe this the most equitable option for the residents in those zones. So, okay. Anything else under the road report? planning land use? Any questions about what's happening there?
One little point, OBS told me he started to analyze the survey results.
And?
Thank you.
You put them in, the sheet you gave me is just wonderful in terms of analyzing it. So that Excel sheet is everything I could have asked for. And I'm guessing if nothing happens in my life terrible, early November, first week of November,
December.
I think I'd have it so I could give it to the pluck. Just telling what all, you know, the answers to all the questions and percentages and stuff.
Right. So. That's all the quantitative stuff. The plus is going to assign teams to analyze the comments.
The comments. Okay. The Fire Commission was interested in knowing about the cell tower responses. They've been approached.
Oh, so. Ridiculous. It was about split on the ones I remember including. Mostly yes, but quite a few no's.
Okay.
Yeah. Obi will have those numbers.
I will.
Mostly yes on the tower? Is that what you're saying?
I think, well,
All right, I'm going to be against that. I'll be against that all the way.
Well, did the question raise the fact that it's going to be over 80 feet, 60 to 80 feet tall, and with a light? 60 and 80 feet tall with a light.
Thank you. And I.
Did we find that out yet?
No.
Yeah, we don't know that
yet. It could. I mean, sure. So we need to wait.
He's kind of an exploratory for the company to see if it's even a possibility, really, is all that's happened yet. And it, you know, I think the commission's general, like what they were talking about, they wanted to see from the community what the feeling was as well. So,
well, the survey
question. They are in the county, apparently.
Where they want to put it is in the county. So,
Station 1.
500 castles in power.
Oh, we think that's out.
It still hard for me to tell from all these different maps where our boundary actually is when it comes to their property, because it's really close, and I don't know. But if you look at the tax roll, we're not on it. So if you look at unincorporated county parcels on the county's website, if you're in the town of Castle Valley, we're going to be listed as your district for your tax rate.
Right.
So if you look up their parcel, it's not us. It's the Castle Valley Fire Service District.
That's
I mean, so they have to go through the county for permitting. So I would hope they would like some input from you as well. any other planning and land use stuff? That's about all that's happening right now. We're waiting on data. Pamela had a great PowerPoint thing that shared with us.
I need to get up and do that. No.
Do you want to do that?
No.
Do you want to just see if anyone had questions?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I've already all enough with this.
I wondered after they changed, when we first got into it, it was just going to be solar and wind, and now Utah is all gung-ho with the nuclear power up in Brigham City. And so are we signing on to this with nuclear power?
No, I mean, the statute that created the agency made the change. So it's clean energy that includes clean coal and nuclear.
Right.
But we had at the time that it was changed, the board met, and our document, while it cites the statute, ours is just renewable energy that includes solar, hydro, and wind. And that's it.
Okay.
And it's not, no. Right. We will not do that. No, that's like, no. Cutting off.
Okay. Any other questions about that?
I mean, it sounds like the real commitments happen next year. And some of them are in there.
Life has changed since, November 2024.
Yeah.
And, that's what we're dealing with and everything. And, we'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see. And the point of this, too, if you want to, there's a meeting December 12th, I believe it is, where the Public Service Commission is going to hold a hearing and the public can give input on that. And just a reminder that we have 90 days assuming, which is not, I don't want to make an ass of myself, but assuming that the Public Service Commission approves it, we have 90 days if we want to be in it.
Right.
So we have to pass an ordinance, and we have the standard ordinance, which we can change, but that's what's been presented to the Public Service Commission. That
that's an overview, and
So nothing's a done deal. Even if it gets approved, we still have our say.
It's getting closer, though.
It's getting closer. We'll see.
Thank you for sticking that out. Hopefully that is over by next year, and you can.
Well, and you can go on continue.
Well, I mean, that's part of your job. Yeah. Great. Ron, do you have anything from the fire district?
Oh, not too much. The Susan Halliday is going to be organizing like a Christmas party at the firehouse on the 12th of December, which is a Friday. She's planning having soup and quesadillas and things. You can, I think, a raffle and an auction for Christmas stuff. I don't know a whole lot about it, but we'll see. Anyway, it's scheduled.
There's a poster about it on the town website and on the Facebook page.
That's the 12th, Ron?
Yes.
At 6 p.m.
People can donate for the raffle. And
what's that?
People can donate items for the raffle.
Sure,
and
Okay. Oh, are you helping her with that?
No, I'm not. No, I think it's Sue's helping with that. But I just thought I'd put it out there for everybody.
Thank you. Now, Colleen, anything I see?
I have news.
Okay.
Our email has been renewed, our email hosting. We were bumping up against the storage limits with our new host. In October, they sent us a letter. They didn't charge us crippling surcharges. And we're now re-upped for 1 year for about $290 at something like 100 or 1,000 times the storage we've had up to for the last 3 years.
And what about the .gov thing?
I've got the .gov. I was waiting for the email to get sorted out before I added that in. It will not. The .com address will still work. It'll get, like, sort of forwarded to .gov. So our website and our email will eventually become .gov instead of .com, but the .com will still work, too.
Oh. So it'll be CasellaUtah.gov.
Yeah. That's a state law requirement.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But we can do domain forwarding, so the old addresses will still work, too. So your mail won't bounce.
Okay. Dawn. You need to get out of here? I can speed this up.
No.
Is anything else on your IT stuff?
I don't think so.
Thank you for taking care of that. Correspondence.
What do we have?
Let's see. I think hard for John and Susan. I think that's it.
That's so sweet of John. It really is.
What?
Oh, not you. John Curtis.
Okay.
Other correspondence?
No.
Okay. Other than something from Pam Hackley.
I recently.
Administrative national procedures. I don't think we have any town letters that we're working on right now and any that we need to be working on. We did repost the water agent position. We've had one interested party so far this round. We've already discussed a potential water budget study date, so we'll just drop that. And we've already talked about the flood map. Any other administrative matters?
Well, the water agent position is going to close at the end of the month.
Yeah.
So I would like to activate the hiring committee for sometime in the beginning of December, whenever that works for you two.
Are you still on board with that, John?
Beginning of December is a pretty general range, but I'm sure we can work something out.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, early December is best, of course.
Okay.
I'll be in touch.
All right. Well, we'll move on into new business. And item six, discussion and possible action regarding approval of resolution 2025-9 amending the fiscal year 2026 budget.
Yeah, I'll make a motion to approve the resolution 2025-9 amending the fiscal year 2026 budget.
Second. Further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Item seven, discussion and possible action regarding ordinance 2025-1, creating the Castle Valley Water Advisory Committee. So this has already been run by Lori and back and forth with Jocelyn, myself, and John.
I like Pam's suggestion.
Which one did you prefer?
The first.
The first, adding a whereas to another one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, I like that idea.
Did you get that email, John? From Pam Hackley?
No, I didn't.
Really?
Should I just read it to him?
Yeah, read it.
Yeah.
Pam suggested a new whereas the town council recently approved the water management plan. This plan is considered to be a living document requiring periodic revision, attempts to identify the current and anticipated future issues, and proposed actions and policies that will help ensure that TCV is prepared to continue fulfilling its mandate to protect the water rights of Castle Valley watershed. So kind of emphasizing the watershed water management plan in there is one of the whereas's.
Fine with me.
Pam and I talked earlier, and somehow I got left out of the email chain, but having heard it, that sounds fine. I think it's a good addition.
So there's a couple of just logistic things we should probably talk about. We need to advertise for positions. Anytime we're doing this, yes, we have to advertise for positions. I know there was an informal WAC that was already here, but we really have to advertise for those positions. The council is going to have to play a part in appointing members to this committee.
Community members.
Yes. And also choosing a council member to be the, you know, because this does call for one council member, mm-hmm. one member of the planning commission, and some members of the public. So I would like the planning commission to probably send us their recommendation of a planning commissioner to be appointed to the committee, and for us to appoint one of us as well. So we can either, you know, think about if we adopt this, I don't know if it may make more sense to do all that at our December meeting, because that will give the Planning Commission a chance to have that on their agenda and send us a recommendation. And we could appoint at least the Planning Commission and a council member at that meeting. It would also give us a chance to advertise and hopefully be able to maybe appoint other members at that meeting as well, so that they could then get going it coming into the new year.
Well, we can still approve the ordinance.
Yeah, totally. But I mean, I just wanted to say there's more to, you know, that we're going to need to do to get them rolling than just approving the ordinance.
So in practical terms, we won't really be back in operation until early next year.
Pretty much. I would love to get it back in operation by the beginning of the year. I mean, if we can get all of these appointments done at our next council meeting, it'll be before that if you guys decide you need to do stuff that soon, but with the holidays, I figure by the beginning of the year, everybody should probably feel like they're ready to roll.
So you're saying we could meet as we did in the past, kind of informally off the record?
No, absolutely not, John.
I'm not understanding. I mean, you're saying we came here, that's the first year, yet if we need to meet, we can meet. Which is it?
This is an ordinance forming a formal committee that meets.
I get that, and that's why, but I thought I heard you say that if we need to meet before the first of the year, we somehow could, but maybe I misunderstood.
Well, I talked to you about if you wanted to meet with these people on your own time and your own fashion to get advice from them, that was fine. So once you're a committee and you're appointed to a committee, you cannot meet off the record.
I agree. I just want to make sure those all, I understood you correctly.
Okay. Pamela and Minogi.
This is just a question of law, and hopefully Lori can answer this. The question was posed to me, and I don't know Utah law that very, very well, but I've had experience with being on the community renewable energy agency, which was created by statute, and we had to form three committees. And the whole, the big to-do about, we can form these committees, but we don't want to go through the hassle of having to do with open public and all that stuff if we didn't have the quorum for the board. And so I'm kind of curious why that can be, and then why we have to have something, why we have to create a committee that's got to do.
It's two people, because the quorum here is three, right? So if two people are talking, that doesn't constitute a quorum.
Well, that's two people
on the committee.
Two people are on the council,
or committee, whatever.
Well, this is my question: is why do you have to have a committee that, why did they allow us to do that? The Utah Renewable Communities do it that way, and then we can't have the informal.
Pam, I understand your question. I totally understand your question. This is because, it's a fair question. So the difference is this committee is a subset of local government. So it's a subcommittee of the town. And so because even though it doesn't have a quorum of town council members as members, just because it's a subset of a local government, it has to comply with the Open Government Meetings Act. Now, your community renewable energy is not a subset of a local government. It is a conglomeration of local governments coming together as permitted by statute. So your statute would have controlled whether or not those meetings were covered by the Open Meetings Act. So if you understand this is a subpart of a local government where the other one is not.
Gotcha. Thank you very much for clarifying that.
No, thank you.
Thank you.
I can just add two things, and I'm not against these things. I'm just pointing out. In number two, the WAC will consider, have five members and one from the PLUC, one from the town council, and three representatives from the public. My understanding is John Grew, who's not a citizen of Castle Valley, could be on it, or Janae Wallace could, but I want to make sure people understand that. That'd be my reading of it.
We haven't just delineated that to old resident only.
Yeah, good. Yeah, I'm just making sure we clarify. And also, although the water agent could be a member of this committee, the way it's set up right now, the five representatives might not include the water agent.
Correct.
Okay. I just want people to know that. It's an interesting setup, and I'm not against any of that.
Yeah, the water agent, paragraph 11, basically describes the part, you know, the participation of the water agent, which is clerical support and assistance, but it involves participation. There would inevitably be participation. I anticipate, if we're going to do all this as the ordinance describes, that I will not be on the WAC, but I'll be the water agent and I'll be at all the meetings and I'll give my input. And I miss that thing about resident, non-resident. What was that?
We didn't say that you had to be a resident to be a member of the WAC.
Yeah. You have to be a member of the public.
Public.
Right.
Well, we said qualified.
Yeah.
Representative from the public.
Yeah, right.
Because, I mean, looking.
You need people who can help you out here.
I like this.
No, I when I'm done being water agent, I may wish to continue being on the WAC.
Right.
Being at that point, that would take an appointment to the WAC.
Right. Because
again, when as presently described, I won't be a member of the WAC. I'll be the water agent for the next year.
And maybe if we're lucky, you'll be training the new water agent, and they could then do those clerical roles.
That's quite right. I could step aside from the water agent job anytime.
To be a member of the WAC. Yeah.
Right. Okay. No, it sounds good. I guess the one question I had, and it probably it's general, is that paragraph two, the WAC should be comprised of blah, blah, and a member of the planning commission and council. And suppose we have such a member and that member resigns and no one's immediately available. Do we stop functioning or is that just sort of?
No, you only need three people for a quorum. You can still operate with three people if you're missing some members.
Right. And the effort would be made then to find a replacement from the PLUC or from the council. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Well, the same thing can happen with a member of the public who has to step away or resign or can no longer participate.
No, but it specifically states, you know, the I get in front of me.
That it shall be comprised, yeah.
Of, you know, and so forth. And again, my question was if you lose not one of the three public, but the specified member from the council and from the PLUC, but I think you answered the question. We could still function, but we'd be actively searching for a replacement for those positions. Okay.
Yeah. Pam, you have a question?
Yes, thank you. Just thinking about the idea of having a PLUC member and or a council member, that kind of decreases the amount of public participation. And I'm wondering if, like in Grand County, for example, for the Planning Commission, they have a commission member who's not a member but is the liaison. Would that be a reasonable idea to consider in terms of how you structure the water committee for the town? I don't have an opinion. I just was raising that point. Thank you.
Thanks. I mean, I think continuously finding three qualified representatives from the public probably could at some point become a chore as well. I don't know that. So John has brought up to me multiple times, like his desire to be able to have these open public meetings on Monday mornings at like early.
Yeah.
So we have never traditionally held open public meetings in the morning. You know, none of our other committees or anybody does. Basically, because our training has always been that you have to hold your open public meetings at times when most people are going to be able to attend them. So I told John that was a discussion for the council. I feel like it's like Monday mornings to me, Monday morning at 8 or 9 a.m. says, I don't want you to come to my meeting.
Yeah.
What was that?
To me, in my opinion, I feel like a meeting at on Monday morning at 8 or 9 a.m. basically says, I don't want anyone to come to my meeting.
Yeah.
I went to 12 years of meetings at the Grand Canyon Water Conservancy District at that time.
Well, shame on them.
I mean, how many people in Castle Valley? I lost track of how many people actually have to be gone by that time. My point is if we have meetings in the evening, we're going to lose Dave early, and he's a resource I don't think we can afford to lose at this time.
And I don't think he would be lost. I really don't think he would be lost. He's always going to be a resource.
He's not going to come to meetings at 3 in the morning.
No. But he's still there. Like, if you needed to email him and ask him things or ask for input.
I would like his active participation for at least another while.
So what time is it? Like, could you do it early afternoon or mid-afternoon and he could participate then and not go into the night? Or
let's see, 8.
Is it like total opposite?
8 hours.
8 hours.
8 hours.
He's got 8 hours.
If it's so 3 mm-hmm. in the afternoon, it's 11 o'clock where he is. Yeah.
So even, 11 would be...
At 11 p.m., you mean?
No, if we had it at 11 a.m., then he could, it would be 8 p.m., 7 p.m. where he is.
I'd be fine with that, but isn't that the same problem as having it at 8 or 9 a.m.?
Yeah, it's the same thing.
It's kind of the same thing.
Yeah.
I mean.
Not as severe, maybe.
So, we have to decide this tonight.
I think the committee
should decide. Yeah. But it just, I think it does need to be a consideration, and I really feel like we need to be somewhat consistent with the way we hold our open public meetings.
Well, I'm going to move that we approve Ordinance 2025-1 creating the Castle Valley Water Advisory Committee as amended at the meeting, the new whereas.
I'll second.
Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, so.
Aye.
Yeah, well, good job, Josh.
Just making sure.
We'll get those positions advertised right away. And plan on that at those appointments at our December meeting, hopefully. Okay. Item 8, discussion and possible action regarding appointment to the Economic Opportunity Advisory Board. Pamela was attended the meeting today and met with the board, and they have sent on their recommendation that she be appointed to the board. Melody McCandless asked that we do the same thing, and then we'll send a formal, both the board and us will send our formal recommendations to the county commission and then leave that in their hands. Did you enjoy that?
I did. It's very interesting. I mean, I told them, I don't come here with an agenda. They will ask me, what's your idea about this class? I stayed for the whole meeting and they have a lot of good ideas, but it's just starting to get gels with guidelines and that kind of thing. But it's very interesting.
Finally getting some focus. I've been serving for over 5 years and I've enjoyed being a part of the board, but I'm ready to milk cows and do stuff on the farm. So I'm glad we still have some interest in Castle Valley. I think it's important to have some representation, especially on a county board that, it's easy sometimes to think of Spanish Valley and Moab as being the whole center of economic development and forget about residents out in these areas from Tucson. And
yeah, a lot of interest in aging.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought was really
very fast.
Yeah. So I can't make it.
Well, I would move that we appoint Pam to the Economic Opportunity Advisory Board.
I would second that strongly.
Did. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you.
Okay.
So can we write him up a little thing and just send it to the commission?
Sure.
And put my whole name in.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Pam Gibson. Pamela.
Gibson.
Yeah. Okay. Item 9. Discussion and action on approving our 2026 town council meeting dates. Okay.
People who just did this.
I know. Yeah. This year just blew by. I move we approve these meeting dates as presented.
Second.
Hang on.
Why are you changing something?
Maybe. I don't know. I gotta make sure there's nothing like obviously wrong.
Like three meetings in August or something.
Well, right. Okay. We're good.
I think we're good.
Any further discussion?
August 19th, my daughter's birthday.
Oh,
then you just don't come.
Uh-oh. Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
All right, we don't have any need for a closed meeting tonight. We'll move to item 11 of the bills.
I move we take bills.
Second.
Further discussion?
What's PH posting?
Public hearing.
Public hearing. Right. Thank you.
Basically tonight. Yes.
Any other questions? All in favor?
Aye.
All right. We're adjourned. Thanks for coming, everybody.
You going?